When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I'm
good morning. Want to welcome you to the Boone's Mill Church this morning as we come together as church family and friends to worship. For you that are visiting, we say a warm welcome to you as well. You know, today we want to welcome you to our Labor Day weekend worship service. So for folks that are out in the cars, we want to welcome you. Personally, I have a reason to celebrate with you today, not just because of Labor Day, but because of another kind of anniversary for me. I celebrate my 2 years anniversary as your pastor. It was 2 years ago that on Labor Day, on the first week of September, that I became your pastor. And so I thank God for that privilege and the experience I've had with you in the past 2 years. I want to thank you for inviting Vonda and I into your church family and allowing us to be part of your family and sharing in ministry together. And God has blessed us through that, and I thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. The message I want to share with you today is trust the right person. You know, when you see all these disasters and see all these things happening to people, there are a lot of people that are quick to say, I'll help you. I'll do this for you. And we find scams happening and people losing everything. And we find all kinds of situations where people make promises, but they don't fulfill that. We are to hang on, but we need to trust the right person. Now, this morning, you know, when you talk about traveling, I don't know how many of you like to travel, like to go places in this world, but Vonda and I do enjoy that, to have that opportunity. And I've had opportunity to travel to a number of places, and I thank God for that. When we travel, we see a new dimension of the world. We see new things about the world. And people get excited when they can travel. Now, the pandemic has been a problem, and it's not easy to get around. But I get excited but when I think about being able to go to some new places and to travel. So I want you to go on a trip with me this morning. I want you to imagine yourself on a trip. Imagine yourself in a jungle, a dense jungle, a dark jungle. And you're there not alone, but you have friends. And your friends have convinced you that this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip for you and that you need to go, and that's why you're here. You paid the fare, you crossed the ocean, you hired the guide, you joined the group, and you ventured where you had never ventured before into this thick, strange world of the jungle. Now, does that sound interesting? Let's take a step further. Imagine that you're in the jungle and you're lost and you're all alone. It happened so quickly. You had just paused to lace your boot. And when you looked up after that pause, no one was near. You took a chance and went to the right. And after walking a while, now you're wondering if the others went to the left. And so, or did you go to the left and they went to the right? You're confused. Whatever, you are alone. And you have been alone for, well, you don't know how long it's been since you've been alone. The watch that you had attached to your backpack and your pack that was on the shoulder of another person who had volunteered they would hold that while you tied your boot, you didn't intend for him to walk away with it after this all happened, but he did. And here you are, stuck in the middle of nowhere with no supplies, no directions. You are lost. And you have a problem. First, you were not made for this kind of environment. You weren't made for this place. You are out of your element. You weren't made for this jungle. And what's worse, you don't have any supplies. You're not equipped to be here in this place. You have no machete. You have no knife. You have no matches, no flares, no food. And now you're trapped and you haven't a clue how to get out. Sound like fun to you? It doesn't sound fun to me. Let me ask you, if you really were in such a situation, where you really were that far away from anything familiar, and you were lost, how would you feel? Give such circumstances, what thoughts would you be wrestling with? Fear, of course. Anxiety? Oh, well, that's just to say it mildly. Of course you would. Angry? Huh. I would understand if you were angry. Would you like to get your hands on those folks that convinced you to come to this trip in the first place? Well, here's the biggest feeling that I think we all could share. We would be feeling a sense of hopelessness. We have no idea where to turn. We have no hunch what to do. And so who could blame you for sitting down on a log? Better check, make sure no snakes are there first. But sit down on a log, bury your face in your hands, and start to cry. I'll never get out of here. You have no direction, no equipment, no hope. Can you sense for just a second how it feels to be out of your element? Out of solutions, out of ideas and energy? Can you imagine just for a moment how it feels to be out of hope? If you can, you can relate to many people in this world. I just heard on the news last night that there was a lady from Richmond that was out in Montana hiking, and she's gone missing. And they're in a desperate search to find out what happened to her. It seems that this kind of thing is not so uncommon, to be lost without hope. For many people, life is, well, like a jungle. We may not be in a jungle in Africa or some other foreign country, but the world that we live in and the way it's upside down and with the pandemic and with all the uncertainties that we have, our life is a jungle. Not a jungle of trees and beasts. Would that it were so simple if that's what it was. Would that our jungle could just be cut out with a machete, or our adversaries could be trapped in some kind of cage. But our jungles are composed of something much different. That of a contagious disease, broken hearts. Our jungle is empty wallets. Our forests are made up of hospital walls and divorce courts. We don't hear the screeching of birds or the roaring of lions, but we do hear the complaints of politicians and the demands of those who want things from us that we don't have. Our predators are our creditors, and the bush that surrounds us is the uncertainty that terrifies us. It's a jungle out there. And for many, hope is in short supply. It's not a very pretty picture, is it? Let's see if there's a way that we can get a different light on it. Let's see if we can brighten it up. We've imagined the emotion of being lost. Do you think we can have the same with being rescued? What would it take to restore our hope in such a situation? What would you need to re-energize your journey and know that there is something you can do? Well, there's many answers that we can give to this question, but there are three things that I want to share with you this morning. First of all, the first thing that would brighten us would be that you need a person you can trust. Not just any person. You don't need someone who is equally confused as you are. You don't need just another person. You need someone who knows the jungle. Someone you can trust that knows the jungle. Second, you need a person with some vision about what to do in your situation, about where you find yourself. You need someone to look you in the face and say to you, look, it's going to be okay. This isn't the end. Don't give up. You can start this journey again. There's a better place that's waiting for you. And the third thing, and of most importance, you need a person who has directions. If you only have a person who has some vision about what to do, all you have is company. And if you have a person who has vision about what to do but no direction, you have a dreamer for your company. But if you have a person who has direction, who can take you from this place where you are right now and put you in a different place, then you would have your hope restored. Or to use David's word and what we read in our scripture this morning, he said, he restores my soul. And he's talking about the Lord. Such a person is the one who's able to restore the hope to our soul. Whether you are a lamb that's lost on a rocky ledge, or if you're a city slicker alone in some deep jungle, everything changes when you have someone who is able to rescue you, and they appear. Your loneliness diminishes because you have fellowship. Your despair decreases because you now have a vision of what to do. And your confusion begins to lift because you no longer are not left befuddling with what to do. You have directions. Please note, you haven't left the jungle yet. The trees still eclipse the sky, and the thorns still cut the skin. Animals still lurk in all around you. The jungle is still a jungle. It hasn't changed. But you have. You have changed because you have hope. Your hope has been restored. And you have hope because you have met someone who knows the way. Someone who can lead you out of this. Jesus, who is the good shepherd, knows that you were not made for a place such as this. He knows you are not equipped for some of the things that you go through. So he has come to guide us, to guide you in what you're going through, because he knows the way and he knows what to do. And He's the only one who can do it. He's the only one can give us the direction that we need to go. He has the right vision, and He reminds you that when He says, you are like foreigners and strangers in this world. And He urges you to lift your eyes from the jungle around you and to look up. Look up into heaven. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Don't just look what you're seeing right at the moment, but look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. See what Christ is able to do. See things from His perspective. David said it this way. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The Lord watches over you. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. You see, God is your rescuer, and He has the right vision. He knows what to do. He also has the right direction. He knows where to take you. He made the boldest claim in history of humanity when He declared, I am the way. People wondered, is that true? Can I trust Jesus? Can I trust the story that you're telling me about Jesus? Can I trust that He's going to lead me through this trouble that I am in? Is it accurate? And He answered that question by cutting a path through the underbrush of sin and death, and He escaped alive. He's the only one who has ever done that, who has been put to death. And He said He would rise again, and He did. And He is the only one who can help you and help me in whatever we're going through, because nothing has the power to take life away from us. It is in His hands. He has the right vision. He has seen the heavenly home. He has seen the home of God. He has the right direction. He has cut the path how to get there. But most of all, He is the right person, because He is our God. Who knows the jungle better than the one who made it? Who knows the pitfalls of life better than the one who has created life? And who knows the pitfalls and the path better than the one who has walked it? The story is told of a man who went on an African safari, and he was deep in the jungle. And the guide ahead of him had a machete, and he was whacking away at the tall weeds and thick underbrush and the vines and the limbs. And the traveler became very weary and hot, and he became frustrated. And he says, where are we? Do you know where you're taking me? Where's the path that we should be traveling through this jungle? And the guide, he stopped, he turned around, and he looked back at the man, and he said, I am the path. And we ask that same question, don't we? We ask God those questions. Where are you taking me? Why am I going through this in my life? Where is the path? And he, like the guide, he doesn't tell us. Oh, he may give us a hint or two, But that's all. If he did tell us, would we understand? Would we comprehend our location? Would we understand why we're here, where we are, experiencing what we're experiencing right now? Would we comprehend where we are? No, like the traveler, we're all acquainted with this jungle. So rather than give us an answer, Jesus gives us a far greater gift. He gives us himself. He doesn't say, well, this is the road you should travel, or this is the path. He said, I am the path. And he gives himself to us. Do you trust him? He doesn't remove the jungle. The vegetation is still there. The problems are still there. The struggles are still there. He doesn't purge the predators. Danger is still facing us. It lurks all around us. Jesus doesn't give hope by changing the jungle. He restores our hope by giving us himself. And he's promised to stay until the very end. He said, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And we need that reminder. We all need that reminder. For all of us need hope. And that hope is in Jesus. Now, perhaps you don't need that hope right now. And if that's the case, congratulations. But remember, we do not know what tomorrow holds. We do not know where this road will lead that we're on. We do not know what we step out into when we go out these doors today. You may be one turn, one step from a cemetery. You may be one step from a virus. You may be one step from brokenness in your life or in your home. You may be entering a jungle when you leave today. And though you don't know and you don't need that hope today, you may need it tomorrow. And you need to know where to turn when you need that hope. Or perhaps that's totally different. Perhaps you do need hope today. Perhaps you are struggling with something. Perhaps you do feel lost. Perhaps you do feel like you are in a jungle. And you know you were not made for what you're going through. And you don't know how much longer you can hang on or how much more that you can take. You know you're not equipped to get through this by yourself. And you want someone to help you. You want someone to lead you out. And if so, you need to put your trust in the right person. Many in this world are calling you to follow them. They're telling you what you need to do and what will make you happy, and they're telling you that they've got everything under control. But it all leads to a dead end. False promises. You need to put your trust in Jesus. He's the good shepherd. He knows the path that leads you out of your jungle. He knows what you need. You can gain the whole world and still lose your soul. What would you give in exchange for that new life? Would you give your all to Jesus? I know that's what he wants, and he's waiting for you. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we come here today facing a future that is like being lost in a jungle. We often don't know which way to turn, what to do, where we're going. But Lord, you do. You know the way, for you are the way. You want to invite us to let Jesus take our hand and lead us in peace and with joy to a changed life by letting Jesus be our Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, I give up everything in this world. Just give me Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Guide me home today. For it's in your precious and loving name that we pray. Amen.
Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I am alone, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I come to die, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. But give me Jesus.